This is episode 259, How I Became Interested in Productivity.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 259. As always, I really appreciate you joining me today. I know how valuable your time is, so thank you for spending a little bit of it with me today. And today I'm talking about how I became interested in productivity. Because when I was growing up, I never expected to be running a business where I help people with productivity. Obviously now I have my blog, I have this podcast, I have YouTube videos, we have different products and programs that we sell, all really geared around helping people to be more efficient with their time and obviously their technology with their tools like Asana, Pipedrive, and Zapier. But like I said, I didn't expect to be running a business like this when I was growing up. In fact, there was a time when I was at school where I actually wanted to be an architect. So where did this interest in productivity and this desire to run my own business come from? And so that's what I'm talking about today. I'd like to share some personal memories and stories and sort of tell the story about how I ended up in this position. If you would like to read along or read the blog post that I've written to accompany this episode, you can find that at paulminers.com/259, and you can leave me a comment there if you have any questions or feedback for me as well. And so, since I can remember, I've always been a very organized person, and whether this was nature or nurture, I really don't know. I think it's probably a bit of both, but as a kid, I remember taking a lot of pride in keeping my bedroom organized. And this could be because I shared a room with my twin brother, Mark. And so we had to be quite tidy and organized in order to capitalize on the available space that we had. And so I remember, you know, every few months, and my brother Mark was the same, you know, I would go through my drawers and cupboards and I would kind of organize things and throw away stuff that I didn't need. And so it's safe to say that from an early age, I found a lot of satisfaction in creating structure and order in my surroundings and keeping things organized. And growing up, our family spent a lot of time sailing, and our dad would take my brothers and I to sailing competitions around the UK where we grew up, and we would race and compete in the Optimist class. And so I became pretty competitive. We took this pretty seriously. I became pretty competitive, and my sailing career taught me how to be disciplined and how to focus on my efforts on a goal. Because our parents had to juggle four boys. My twin brother Mark and I, we're the middle, and we have an older brother and a younger brother. And I think being one of four boys, this contributed a lot towards each of us really learning how to be quite independent and quite self-sufficient, because, you know, mum and dad had four boys to manage. And so something that I think this is something that's really important when it comes to managing your time and prioritizing your work is learning how to kind of be self-sufficient and having that discipline and that sense of focus, which I definitely feel came partly from our sailing endeavors. And then I remember when I was 12 years old, that's when I got my first job, which was a paper round. And this is when I started to earn, you know, my own money. Again, my parents, obviously, they looked after us great, but, you know, they couldn't give us tons of pocket money because, again, one of four boys. So each of us, my older brother really started it. He went out and got a job as a waiter fairly early on. And so we kind of followed suit and got paper rounds and things to earn a bit of extra cash for ourselves. And again, I think that's that self-sufficiency. But I think when you have a little job like this at a young age, you learn the value of your time and money itself. And I think this is why I became very good at saving my money from an early age and not wasting it. And I remember before buying anything, I'd literally think about how many hours of delivering papers a purchase would equate to. So I think, oh, I want to buy whatever, this thing. Well, that's the equivalent of 5 hours of my paper round. And so this is the earliest memory I have of making that connection between my time and the money that I've earned. And a good kind of story about this is when I was 15, I purchased my first computer, which was a MacBook. It was one of the, it was probably in around 2006, I believe. It was one of those old white plastic MacBooks. And I remember a good friend of mine at the time got a MacBook Pro at the same time, but he was lucky, his was given to him by his parents. I had to purchase mine with my hard-earned paper round money. And because I was parting with a lot of money and time, you know, I'd think, wow, that's a lot of hours of paper round that I'm putting into this purchase. I really wanted to get the most out of that computer. And if I look back, I can actually look back at my Apple calendar today. I can go back to 2006 and I can still see when I started to use my calendar. The day I got that MacBook was when I had my first Apple calendar entry. And I think because I'd worked so hard and delivered so many papers to buy this Mac, I really enjoyed learning how to get the most out of this machine and how I could use it to, again, kind of be more organized. And a few years later, it was 2008, after moving to New Zealand, and during my final year of school, I took part in the Young Enterprise Scheme, which is a program for school students where you run your own business for a year. And we did this during business studies. And during this time, I had some success representing New Zealand at an international business case competition, which was in Singapore. And my partner in that competition, Chuck, who is today, you know, my closest friend to this day, we won that competition. And this experience had a really big impact on me. And I felt like business was something I was both passionate about and naturally just good at. And so it was at this time during when all this was happening, I decided, yeah, I want to do this. I'm going to go to university. I'm going to study a Bachelor of Commerce, and I'm going to learn more about entrepreneurship. I want to run a business and work for myself. And so I went to university. My calendar usage at this time really picked up. I think this is when I upgraded from the plastic white MacBook to one of the aluminium silver MacBook Pros when I was at university. And this is when my time blocking, which I still do to this day, and I've actually put a link to my time blocking video in the show notes, but this is when my time blocking habit really kind of kicked up a notch, where I would put my classes, my tutorials, my assignment dates, and yes, even social events, I would put all these things in my calendar. And so whenever I had something to do, I'd think about all the steps I needed to take to complete that task or assignment, and I'd block out time on my calendar to get everything done. And while I was at university, this is when I first read The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, and this is a book that definitely had a big impact on me, and it really showed me that you don't have to run a big business. You know, this is at a time when Facebook was getting huge, and you see entrepreneurs like Mark Zuckerberg, you know, becoming young billionaires, and back then he was really idolized. I don't think people are as big a fans of Mark Zuckerberg anymore, but back then I remember Facebook was like this amazing success story, and it was like, wow, doesn't that look cool? But the 4-Hour Workweek showed me that actually you can you don't have to run a big company. You could actually have a very successful and lucrative lifestyle business that balances both your time and your money, which, as I've already said, is something that really resonated with me. And then after university in about 2012, 2013, I got my first job in marketing at an e-commerce company here in New Zealand, Mighty Ape. I spent a couple of years there, 3 years I worked at that company. And during this time, my interest in productivity grew because now I could apply what I'd learned and my habits to actually working in the professional world. And it's during this time I got into things like meditation and journaling and different productivity habits. And it was also at this time I went on a big reading binge in an effort to just continue to improve myself. And this is what led to the book summaries that I now have available on my website. Most of those were written during this time. And during this time when I was at Mighty Ape, I noticed my colleague and good friend Dylan would regularly publish articles on his own personal blog. He'd write about things that interested him. And this really inspired me to purchase my own domain, paulminers.com, which I use today, and to do some writing of my own. And I chose to write about productivity because it was something that interested me, but also it was something I felt, yeah, this could be a business one day. I could create a business in this space. And so while I was in this role, I'd started my blog, I discovered Asana, which obviously is now a tool that I consult on, and it's kind of the backbone of my business now. But I discovered Asana after listening to Natalie Sisson's podcast. Natalie Sisson, a fellow Kiwi entrepreneur, who I actually had the pleasure of meeting very recently after first listening to her podcast, over a decade ago. And she mentioned she uses Asana to run her business. And so I discovered this, well, through her podcast, I discovered Asana. I took a look, and over a course of a few months, we rolled out Asana to the different teams at Mighty Ape, and we had great success doing that. And the owner of the business, Simon, he actually paid me a bonus for helping to implement Asana, because it wasn't really part of my job, but it was something that it made a really significant impact on the company. And ultimately, this became the catalyst for me starting my consulting business a few years later. You know, I thought back to, what can I do in the productivity space? How can I help people or companies? And I thought, well, yeah, I mean, my old boss paid me this bonus for helping with Asana. I wonder if other business owners need help with this tool as well. And of course, the rest is history. My business sort of snowballed after that. I branched out into other services like helping people with Pipedrive and Zapier. And, you know, here I am. Gosh, what is it now? Probably six or seven years later, to the position where I am today. And so it's interesting looking back at your childhood and reflecting on formative experiences in your past and seeing how they've actually helped shape you to become the person you are today. And I hope that sharing this has given you an insight into a little bit how I think and where this interest in productivity comes from. And, you know, does productivity come more naturally to some people? Yes, I think so. You know, I think there is a bit of nurture in there. But ultimately, I think these experiences demonstrate that productivity is something that can be learned. And, you know, by taking, you know, having different experiences, by adopting different habits, you learn and you can master something like productivity with enough time. So, let me know if you have any feedback or questions about anything here today. Head on over to the show notes, paulminers.com/259. I always appreciate hearing from you. And again, hope this has been interesting. One more time, thank you very much for listening. And I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.